Our top story, the Israeli military resumes its deadly offensives on the impoverished Gaza Strip after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu orders more assaults on the besieged territory. The military earlier said it halted its airstrikes for some 6 hours. Plumes of heavy smoke could be seen rising over the coastal strip. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, the death toll from 8 days of Israeli airstrikes has mounted to 193. A further 1,400 Gazans have also been injured. Since last Tuesday, Israeli warplanes have struck more than 1,300 targets across Gaza, which is home to around 1.8 million Palestinians. Medical sources say the number of fatalities has already exceeded the death toll from the 2012 conflict. Meanwhile, Israeli troops and tanks remain amassed on the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground incursion. We're going to go straight now to Gaza. That's where Joe Catron, U.S. human rights activist, is standing by. Welcome to the program, Mr. Catron. I'd like to first ask you about the situation that you've been seeing in the Gaza Strip. The United States has been saying, even today, John Kerry, that Israel has the right to self-defense and that Hamas should now accept a ceasefire. How are you seeing the situation?
Well, the immediate situation has varied over the course of the day. There was, of course, a temporary lull earlier during a farcical attempt at a ceasefire that ended quickly, and now things are back to normal. I've recently come here from a hospital on the far east end of Gaza City by the separation barrier, and along the way we could hear explosions nearly the entire route. So strikes are continuing in Gaza City. From what I've seen in the news, they're going on in large portions of the Gaza Strip. And in light of the Netanyahu's recent statements about what I said was a farcical attempt at a ceasefire and Hamas's refusal to accept it or perhaps to submit to it, we can expect some kind of escalation, I suspect, in the immediate future.
So what do you think about the way that the international community, not just the United States, the United Nations as a whole, has been reacting to all this? There's a lot of protests about the way a lot of media are covering this. They're saying that rather than seeing this as a defensive action by Gaza, a lot is being said about the need for Israel to secure itself.
Of course, and it's quite ridiculous. We're all familiar with how media like BBC and CNN, to name two of the worst, skew the situation, giving viewers or readers the impression that Israel is defending itself against the Palestinians, whom it has occupied for 66 years and counting. The dynamics of the situation, I think, are clear. One group is colonizing and occupying and displacing another. And yet Western media and Western governments would have us all believe that it's the party that's being colonized and occupied and displaced that is the aggressor. And that, of course, is ludicrous, regardless of what the immediate happenings are on the ground at the moment.